Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt Backchat Podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy.
Queenslanders are heading to the polls.
Lock it in. November 25, the date Queenslanders will go to the polls.
Yes, to vote. Who will take out the big game? Who will win? It sounds like, you know, the block or the grand final. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is on the air with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone?
We're good.
How's the campaign going so far?
Yeah, good, good. We're up in Ellie Beach at the moment. And, of course, this area was really damaged badly by Tropical Cyclone Debbie earlier this year. And it's great to see, you know, tourism bouncing back. There's people out and about. And, yeah, everything's looking so much better than it did, you know, 6-7 months ago.
Now, I support the campaigning. I know you have to do it. But I do have to say thank you so much for making it very soon. Do you know? Because then we don't have to go through as much. Was there a reasoning behind wanting to do a shorter campaign period?
Oh, I think, you know, business needs certainty, but also too, the last thing I wanted was to have an election campaign in January during school holidays. I just don't think the public want that. So I was listening to Queenslanders. Now, the only thing about the election being held in November is the Ashes is on. So I'm going to write to the Electoral Commission today and say, put a polling booth at the Gabba.
That's a
good
idea.
What about at the pool? You know how they've got the pool at the Gabba now?
Well, maybe not there, but okay, I think we definitely need to have a polling booth at the Gabba.
We've got a whole lot of damp votes coming in.
Hey, the big thing a lot of people on our Twitter have been asking, if you get into power, are you going to hack into our air conditioners and make us only set it to 26 and then turn them off at any time?
No. That was just a complete media beat up, unfortunately. But look, what we've done is I've said very clearly, because we own our power assets, the dividends that come to government over the next 2 years, 100% back to families, and we're going to keep electricity prices increases to inflation. So, look, I think that's a great outcome. We own the assets. The other side, Tim Nicholls, Campbell Newman, wanted to sell off our assets, and that would have meant really high power prices. So, you know, we own the assets. Let's make them work better for us.
If we have to do this, but in the thinking of full disclosure here, do you have to tell Anastasia your relationship to the Chief Whip? Like, does that have to be revealed? Full disclosure?
Oh, I don't know.
We went to Parliament House the other day and we felt so classy. We got invited.
Oh, you're at Parliament?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We asked for you, but you were busy.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'd known, you could have seen my office.
Oh. Well, I'm mates with Trevor Watts. He's a member in Toowoomba. And he took us around, but we wanted to come back and we want to drink in that bar there.
The bar is sweet.
If you want to have us back, we'll come along.
The Strangers Bar.
Yes.
Well, I'm so busy I never get to go there. So, okay, I'll take you guys there. I'll make a special exception for you.
You just drop us off and you come back after your work because we know you're a hard worker. Hey, can we just ask about the, this is another one crazy for you. I think it was Bob Catter has said that he wants to split Queensland. How do you feel about that?
No, can I tell you, I've been working my guts out to unite Queensland. The last thing we need is divided.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, you got to remember state of origin.
Yes.
We're not going to have two state of origin teams. We've got the one. So
that's a very good point.
Let's stick with that.
Do you watch House of Cards, Anastasia?
I have in the past, maybe, yes. And yes, politics is definitely not like that.
He kept going around Parliament House going, yeah, see, this is exactly
hanging on
like
every
it.
Guess.
Yes. I reckon there's got to be some point in there. You watch things on there, like when people are getting murdered and stuff, and you go, that's just like back in Parliament House here in Brisbane.
No, it's nothing like it.
Oh.
Definitely not.
Oh, okay. Fair enough then.
Hey, we were just listening into Amy Drew's news before, and she was talking about a lot of the protesters. I don't know if you heard. How do you deal with those? Because you're always on camera having to go, oh, there they are.
Well, no, look, honestly, we should be very thankful that we actually live in a democracy, that people can actually voice their opinions, and they will voice their opinions during an election campaign. So I'm all for that. I just ask people to be respectful. I have always been taught by my parents, my grandparents, to be respectful towards others. And if people want to come up to me and talk to me respectfully, I'm more than happy to talk to them. So, you know, we should be thankful that we live in a democracy. Like, unlike Campbell Newman and Tim Nicholls, they shut down people's right to protest, and it's a fundamental tenet of our democracy. So I'm all for it.
Speaking of protesters, and what do you think about Pauline Hanson saying that you've called the election while she's overseas on purpose?
I'm sorry, I didn't see her travel itinerary. I only found out the other day. She's a senator for this state. I only found out the other day that she was actually over in India. And you know what? India is our third largest trading partner. So that's great. She should be over there seeing where our exports go and the fact that it creates jobs for Queenslanders. So I think it's going to open her eyes up to seeing how important trade is for Queensland. So I'm all for her exploring the world.
Now, I've pitched this idea a couple of times to the team as a bit of a radio competition, and no one ever wants to do it.
No, so we're a little bit nervous. We don't know what this is.
Okay, so many of them.
And now I've got you. I think you're going to agree to this. Are you sitting down, Anastasia?
I am sitting down. I'm a bit hesitant about what you're planning there.
So are we, Anastasia.
Her media advisors are like, get her off the phone. Yeah.
From where we are here at 309 North Quay, we look out on our balcony down the river of this beautiful city, and we see the government building there, the big, tall government building. And
the tall one?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the new one?
Well, guess what? That was the only infrastructure project that Tim Nicholls built in the last term of his government. Right. And guess what? We don't even own it.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, that might be a problem for us, because I had an idea that I wanted to take $1,000 cash in $5 notes at the top of that building and make it rain across Brisbane City. Could you give me the keys to your office so that I can make this dream come true?
Oh, will I give you the keys to the office?
Yeah.
I've got no window on my office.
No, there aren't any windows.
Can I get up where the window cleaners go, though? There's like an electronic arm up there.
Look, can I tell you, I was in my office a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday, and I looked out to the right, and there were the window cleaners. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm terrified.
He was probably terrified of you working on a Saturday. He's like, wait a minute, no one's supposed to be here.
Yes.
Well, they gave me a big wave, and I waved back, and I thought, maybe I shouldn't wave. I don't want to distract them.
Now, I did go to the building of that, and I know that there is one area where you can get out. I think it's like four floors down. Mm. So
come
there
on,
is
Anna.
One exit there.
Come on,
you
Premier.
You want to come up to the balcony?
Yes. Yeah. Can you get me up there?
Yeah, I can get you up there.
Yes!
You've got a voter there.
You've got
there.
A voter there. Yes. You just won.
Yes!
Okay, I've locked in a vote.
Yay! Done! Look at you, excellent. First day campaigning. Yeah. Woo!
My people will be in touch with your people, and we are going to make it rain properly across Brisbane. We might even do more than $1,000, I think,
now. You have to now.
It's going to be big. All right.
All right, we'll let you guys in, all right?
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
We
Thank
don't
you.
Own the building.
No. Yes.
Okay. Nicholls sold all four buildings, and we don't own them.
All right. Thank you, Premier. I appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
for having me on the show. Bye.
See?
What?
I told you this could happen. I told you I'd make this happen.
My friend works there. Why didn't you just tell me that?
You could have mentioned that when I pitched it in the meeting 8 times.
Yeah, Gary listens to the show, and he works there.
Oh, he works there?
Yeah.
Oh, Gazza?
Yeah.